How many of you are planning to watch the Super Bowl next weekend? Most Americans will be stationed in front of their televisions with their family and friends to root for their favorite teams. There will be lots of food and fun, high fives, and groans of disappointments as people gather together to enjoy this American celebration of the sport of football. Would it be the same if you watched the game by yourself? You could do it, but it wouldn't be the same. The emotions that we feel at the big moments of the game are heightened when we share them with other people. Your quarterback gets sacked, and there's a communal groan. Your team recovers a fumble, and the player runs for 50 yards to score a touchdown, and everyone is jumping up and down and patting someone on the back. We human beings have a need to be with other human beings, to share common experiences. Jesus knew about us. A solitary prayer life is a wonderful thing, but it does not take the place of worshiping with other people, the community, with the body of Christ. It's like seeing a blockbuster movie by yourself or reading a great book and never getting to discuss it with anyone else. Without others to share the experience, it simply isn't as awesome. But there is something awesome about hearing a church full of people responding to the prayers of Mass. Many voices lifted up in song. Individuals of all ages reciting the Lord's Prayer. The kiss of peace shared with friends and strangers. There is something awesome about sharing the experience of the Eucharist. The Mass is a celebration for many members who are one body in Christ. So today, think about how you go to Mass. Do you come as one member, ready to take your place as part of the body of Christ? Do you see how important you and the other member you are to the other members of the Catholic Church? Your presence and participation helps to heighten their experience of the Mass as we all gather to celebrate together. God love you.